PR. Made possible by listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to some of the latest music from Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Neil Young has captivated me as a singer-songwriter since the very first music that he started recording with Buffalo Springfield. He left the band, he did a solo album. And then, for everybody knows this is nowhere, back in 1969, he started a band, Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Billy Talbot on bass, Ralph Molina on drums. Those guys have been playing together over 50 years. Neil Young was born on November the 12th in 1945, so he's not quite 80. There's a lot of people older than him. He's only 78. Come on. And on February the 15th in 2024, Neil Young and Crazy Horse released an album, a double LP, actually 9 songs on 2 LPs, but you can also get it as a CD or an MP3 or any of that stuff. But it's Neil Young and Crazy Horse, and there's actually, you know, Billy Talbot on bass and Ralph Molina on drums, but Micah Nelson is playing guitar. Now, he's Willie Nelson's son. He's playing guitar and piano. Niels Lofgren is playing guitar. And, of course, Neil is singing and playing the piano and the guitar and the harmonica. And here's a couple of things from the sleeve notes, and then we're going to listen to this music. He says, quote, "Why do these old songs live so vividly now? They do to me." These are apparently some older songs that have kind of been rewritten. So the original song titles have been replaced with selected lyrics. So the album was recorded in 2023 with Talbot and Molina. And Neil said, quote, "It's in the spirit, it's offered. Made this one for the horse lovers. I can't stop it. The horse is running. What a ride we have. I don't want to mess with the vibe. I am so happy to have this to share." So we're going to hear a track called "To Follow One's Own Dream," and it was "Days That Used to Be." Then we're going to hear "Walking in My Place," "Road of Tears," used to be "Mansion on the Hill." And then we're going to end this set from Neil Young and Crazy Horse with a song called "Valley of Hearts." This is Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
I wish it.
And they all just stopped playing. Neil Young and Crazy Horse. That album was released in February the 15th in 2024. And I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And I can't really tell you the entire name of this newest release from Neil Young and Crazy Horse, but I can give you a euphemism. It's effing up. So we got one more track to hear from this album with Neil Young and Crazy Horse. This song is called Valley of Hearts. Love to Burn.
Chance on love. Thank you. chance on love. chance on love.
Signature sound. Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I was walking in the Valley of Hearts last night. You got to let your guard down and take a chance. Love to burn. Wow. There's something about an artist like Neil Young. I mean, he's now 78 years old, and I've been listening to him for his entire career. And in the beginning, you know, there was like a 3, maybe 4 minute song would be an extremely long song. And Neil Young has the ability to craft an incredibly addictive, hooky little pop song. But then from the very beginning, he can also stretch out, like we heard in this track, where he can just repeat things, but somehow it engages you. I find myself just traveling with him when he plays like that. It's an amazing style. Someone of this caliber that finds their voice, knows who they are, and through their entire life, it's so recognizable. And it's not just because it's the same voice, it's the same essence, the way he writes the songs. And so when I think about other singer-songwriters like that, it's easy to just jump right into, you know, David Crosby, Graham Nash, Stephen Stills, and Neil Young were all in each other's orbit and have been in each other's orbit for their entire lives. And Graham Nash also has that incredibly iconic, recognizable style throughout his entire life. I wouldn't have to know it was a song by him, but I could just hear it and I would know. So Graham Nash is a little bit older than Neil. He's actually 82 years old now. And he released an album called This Path Tonight in 2016. And then on May the 19th in 2023, he released an album called Now. So we're going to hear some tracks from both of those. But let's start off with a title track from Graham Nash's This Path Tonight from 2016. This Path Tonight. Well, if you've ever heard Graham Nash, it's so recognizable. You know immediately who that is. This album, this is the title track from the album released in 2016, and there's interesting things going on in his life at that point, and he hadn't recorded an album in a while. But when I read about what he was going through personally, it kind of makes sense that he would put an album out at that time. He was married in 1978 to an actress, Suzanne Sennett. They were married for 36 years. And it was in 2016 that all came to an end. He left her. He left his wife for an artist named Amy Grantham in 2016. Well, she divorced him, and a couple years later, she died of cancer. But Graham and his new wife, Amy Grantham, moved to the East Village in Manhattan, and they got married in 2019. One of the things that Graham Nash was known for was his collection of photographs. He had started acquiring a massive collection of photographic prints from a variety of people. And he was fascinated by photography. When he finally auctioned off his collection, Sotheby said it was the very highest fee ever been paid for a collection of photographs. And so he's also done his own photography work. But, you know, ending a marriage of 36 years and finding a new start was something that he, I believe, the song called Another Broken Heart is talking through some of the things that he went through when he broke up with his wife of so many years. So let's listen to this track from Graham Nash's This Path Tonight. And after this song, we're going to hear one where he's talking about the effect of climate change. The song is called Beneath the Waves. We'll start with Another Broken Heart, Graham Nash.
Slipping into darkness, and I wanna know, are you okay, or are you looking for another place that you can go? For good advice, or just a friendly face that you can pour your heart out to and pay the price. Difference between something old and something new. And when I sing my song, tell me if, sweet girl, it makes you cry, cuts you deep and tears you apart. And will you let love try? No, you say you're not that strong, and you don't need another broken heart. No, you don't. Future that you want to see.
same boat with danger from falling sails. Trying to keep ourselves afloat by laughing at the howling gales. Standing in the same shoes, frightened by the same.
Beneath the Waves, Graham Nash, from his album This Path Tonight. Now we're going to hear a song that was released in May of 2023. This song is called Right Now, and it's from the album entitled Now. This is Graham Nash.
That I would never love again. I used to think that I'd be all on my own. I really thought that it was coming to an end. And just the thought of it chilled me to the bone. But not now. I always thought I really knew what I was doing, and in my mind I never thought that I would fail. But all that time was I fooling myself?
myself with the chance I took on the paths that were on my trail right now. Here I am, still living my life right now, right now. Just who I am. When all is said and done, what a life I've led. Trying my best to be the man I know I am. I'll try to take it easy, moving right ahead right now. Here I am, still living my life right now.
Graham Nash. The song is Right Now from his album Now, released in 2023. So, Neil Young, Graham Nash, they're still here. But man, when we lost David Crosby, it hit me really hard. He died on January the 18th in 2023. And I just still expect more from him. And but he left an incredible legacy of music. We're going to listen to a couple of tracks from an album called Hear If You Listen, released in October of 2018. He had formed a band with Michael League on bass from Snarky Puppy, Becca Stevens on guitar and vocals, and Michelle Willis on keyboards. And it's incredible when these people work together. It was like there's nothing else like it. We're going to hear two tracks from Hear If You Listen, David Crosby. First one is called Glory, and then Buddha on a Hill, David Crosby.
Moving in the cool. on the hill,
if you listen,
smiling.
Here if you listen, here if you listen, here if you
put
listen,
on the hill.
David Crosby with the Lighthouse Band. It's still just, it's still very melancholy for me to hear this music because I hear his voice and I feel like I know this person, although we never did meet. One of the things about working with the Lighthouse Band, Michael League and Becca Stevens and Michelle Willis, it's like he's passing the torch on to the next generation. You know, Becca Stevens is a remarkable musician. She's also just released a new recording, Maple to Paper. We'll be listening to some of her music on the next show, right here on Radio Catskill. Listen local. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. On today's program, we heard some of the newest music from Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Support comes from Gem Screen Printing and Embroidery in Milford, Pennsylvania. Family-owned business offering decorated apparel, promotional items, signs, banners, and more since 2016. More information at gemspe.com.
Hi there, it's Jason Dole inviting you to join me and the whole Radio Catskill crew Thursday evening at La Sagona Narrowsburg for the Radio Catskill 2024 Community Awards. We're honoring those organizations and individuals dedicated to environmental stewardship in our listening area. Come enjoy some wine, French fare from Chef Damien, and celebrate the good work that these folks are doing. 2024 Community Awards, Thursday evening. Get your tickets now at wjffradio.org.
This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR. Made possible by listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.